Here we are, my friends, back at the Morning Mindset. Hasn't God been faithful? He's woken us. He's gotten us going. He's been faithful to us throughout this day, whatever time of day it is for you. He has gotten you to this point so you can bring your heart and your mind into alignment with His truth. That's our goal with the Morning Mindset. And if you need help in that, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad the Morning Mindset can serve as a resource for you in that way. Today, we are looking at Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 through 31. And again, Solomon has personified wisdom as a woman who's called out to us and is teaching us about herself. And so in Proverbs 8, 22 through 31, we continue on and we hear wisdom describing how God Himself used wisdom in creating the world. Let's read on. It says, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His work, the first of His acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up. At the first, before the beginning of the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before He had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When He established the heavens, I was there. When He drew a circle on the face of the deep. When He made firm the skies above, when He established the fountains of the deep, when He assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress His command, when He marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside Him, like a master workman, and I was His daily delight, rejoicing before Him always, rejoicing in His inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man." So do you see wisdom is kind of reminiscing here, so to speak, going back in history and remembering the time when God created the world. And interestingly, wisdom says she was God's first creation. God created wisdom, the type of wisdom that you and I know. And of course, that's just hyperbole, because wisdom is a quality, and it is a quality that is part of who God is necessarily. God didn't create wisdom in a literal sense. God birthed wisdom in the sense of wisdom is an outflow of who He is. It's a natural fruit of who God Himself is in His character. And He possessed wisdom at the beginning of His work, this passage says. Now, what I think this entire section is trying to communicate to us is that wisdom is a creative power. Wisdom itself is part of how God does His creative work. And we, being made in His image, are made with that same bent. We have the inclination toward wisdom and creativity. And when those two are combined, wisdom and creativity, some of the most amazing and beneficial things that come about on planet Earth come to fruition. But, you know, we've seen people who are creative but don't apply wisdom, and they come up with works of art that are questionable in their artistic taste at best. They come up with inventions that are destructive and damaging to the human race, or perhaps it's the application of those inventions that become so destructive. But my friends, wisdom is of God. Wisdom has been around longer than you and I can even imagine, since the creation of the world. And I want to challenge you to think of wisdom in that way today. I want you to think of God's wisdom being available to you to apply in your creative endeavors, to apply in those conundrums that you find yourself up against. Are there ways God, through His wisdom, might want to guide you in figuring out a way through the situation that you're in? I believe if we humble ourselves, if we pray to God, He grants wisdom to any who ask. The writer of the book of James, James the brother of Jesus, tells us as much. He says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him or her ask in faith, without doubting, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind." Friends, we can have wisdom if we ask our God for it. Lord, we see how your creation wisdom enabled you to create the world. Everything that exists, the cycles that we know as water cycles, weather cycles, seasons, all of that was your creation, and we praise you for it. And we ask you to fill us with wisdom right now to enable us to navigate the circumstances we find in our lives, and that we may do so for your glory and for the good of others. Lord Jesus, guide us. Help us grow in wisdom. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen.